ready to take some pictures.
Yes. Take some fucking pictures with Todd Snap, the Pokemon Master.
Oh, man.
Hello and welcome to Retro Gaming Revelry episode 193.
This is a podcast where two drunken poke bitches play retro games for your amusement. I am poke bitch number one. My name is Jerry.
And I am poke bitch number two. My name is Earl. And this week we're going to be a couple of poke bitches as we take some fucking pictures as we play Pokemon Snap on the N64. Should be pretty cool, I think. I don't know. I rented this game when I was a kid. Like,
me too.
Or like when it first came out or whatever. But
I feel like it was a big rental game.
Yeah, yeah. But before we get to Pokemon Snap, how's it going this week, Drake?
It's going all right. You know, as you know, my grandma died earlier this week, and we had the funeral this morning, or this afternoon, yeah, this morning-ish.
I was looking for a sound effect to play, but I don't think there's an appropriate one.
Yeah, probably not.
No.
But yeah, so, you know, had that to deal with this morning,
I'm sorry.
And everything,
yep,
but
yep.
It's fine. It's more so I'm just sad for my grandpa.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they were married 64 years.
That's so long.
Like, basically, they've been together longer than like I plan to be alive.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well,
that's a long time. 1955 they got married.
1955. Wow.
Like, that hardly even seems like a real time.
Right.
It was so long ago. Like, Vietnam hadn't even happened.
Nope.
Yet.
Nope.
World War Two.
I think the
just
Korean
ended,
War
ended like not too long ago. You know,
just ending.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who knows, man?
Yeah.
But so, yeah, that's what I've
been
dealing with. But
right on.
You know,
sorry, man. You know,
it's probably for the best.
Well, sometimes it is.
Yep.
You know? Yep. Yep.
But yeah, how you doing, man?
I'm good. I'm good. Not much new to report. Pretty standard week for me.
No one died.
We got a new HVAC unit on the roof at work.
Fuck
so
yeah, man.
That's pretty exciting. It's actually warm in our office now.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, because it hasn't been always super
it's
cold up
so
in your office.
So cold in our
offices.
Where
you guys all work.
It, like fucking freezing cold. Like, so cold, like, while we're just working in the middle of the day, like, we wear our winter jackets and hats. And,
yeah,
like,
that's absurd.
Yeah, it's fucking cold. But not anymore, because we got our heat fixed. So that's exciting. But tell the revelers in Nigeria, have you played any video games since we last met?
I have. I beat Portal 2.
Nice.
That game is fantastic.
It's so good.
It's just great from top to bottom.
Yeah.
Like, the way they introduce new mechanics and everything is so great. And the dialogue is fantastic. I mean, yeah.
That
if
one,
you have not played Portal 1 or 2,
you're
go
missing
play
out.
Them
just
right now. Those games are just fantastic.
Yeah, they're so fucking good. Now, Portal 2, I'm trying to remember that one. You, like, when you start off, you're like fighting GLaDOS again, or like GLaDOS's predecessor, or
no, you're fighting GLaDOS.
You are fighting GLaDOS.
It's a sequel to the first one, so you come back. You've been, like, I don't know, cryogenically frozen for a long time or something,
okay.
And all of a sudden you wake up and
okay.
You don't really know what's going on, but then you team up with Wheatley. This little ball guy.
Yeah, but then
he ends up.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, for the beginning of the game. But yeah, you fight GLaDOS, you take her out, and you plug him in.
Oh, and then he becomes evil.
And then
evil.
He
That's
becomes right. evil. But because his programming is that he's literally programmed to be so stupid that he causes GLaDOS to, like, not be so smart, that he's literally programmed to be a moron. So the whole he basically starts destroying the whatever complex
or whatever,
facility
yeah.
you're in accidentally because he doesn't understand anything.
And
he
then thinks, that's when you go all the way down. You
go
fall,
down to like
right?
the old stuff from like the 60s and 70s.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's when like J.K. Simmons is
right.
is the voice of Cave Johnson.
Yeah, Cave Johnson.
And it's just fantastic. All the dialogue is just great.
Excellent, excellent.
But yeah, so I beat that, and then I started playing for the third time.
Ooh.
I'm playing through Celeste again.
Oh, are you? I actually thought to myself this
because
week,
they added a ninth chapter.
Oh, they did?
So like a free update.
Oh, I'm sure.
But they added a new chapter.
Oh.
That I've never even beat the eighth chapter. It's like the core.
Is that? Oh, I've beaten that one. I think I beat
and
that
it's
one.
It's like super hard. Yeah, and yeah. You don't like regenerate your dashing automatically just by touching the ground.
Oh.
You have to like collect things. Or it's every screen. So it takes
a
little more
finesse. Oh, yeah, you have to
collect
the things. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Either things
I
or
each
screen it like regenerates. Yeah. But yeah, I never beat that. And I started playing because I was like, oh, I want to do that. And I just started playing, and that one I'm like, I think I just need to start from the beginning.
Because,
and get back
in the swing of things.
I'm not going to start from like the hardest level.
Right.
when I'm way out of practice. So yeah, I'm on like chapter 4 of that. It's the one with like the wind and the little bubbles you jump into.
Is that
go
after
in a little direction.
The mansion?
After the hotel.
Yeah, the hotel. Yep. Cool.
So, yep, I'm on that level, and yeah, I mean, we've talked about Celeste a bunch on this podcast. It's fantastic.
It is.
It's super hard, but not so hard. It's not like frustratingly difficult.
No,
at least it never was for me.
I'm sure
for some people it probably could be.
Maybe, but it's like every time you die, you're like, oh, yep, that's why I died. Like it never feels unfair.
Right.
You're like, oh, well, I shouldn't have hit that. You know, like that was my fault. Yeah, it.
And
it's
generally,
you
die, and it's like. I mean, you're barely not, losing any time,
yeah.
Other than the few times like
some
with
it,
during
are
the
long.
During the like quote unquote boss
oh, yeah.
sections. Like
yeah.
some of those screens are kind of long.
Yeah, they are. And then you're like
especially
right
when
the
you're
end,
right
you die,
running away
like,
from
no!
like yeah when you're like running away from battling.
Yeah, yeah.
It gets a little tricky.
Yep.
But.
Cool.
But yeah, Celeste is fucking fantastic.
Excellent.
What are you playing, man?
Well, I've been playing Smash as per use. So I did play a little bit of Final Fantasy VII this week. It took me.
Did you figure out where to go?
Well, I figured out where to go. I haven't gone that way yet, though. I'm scared. I feel like I need to grind more. I don't know. Maybe I don't, but.
Do some grinding.
I don't know. And it took me a bit to figure out, like, because I'm right at the Chocobo farm right out of Midgar. And then I had to, like, remember, like, nobody told me anymore. Like, the instructions were gone or whatever, or whoever told me how to do it. So I couldn't really figure out how, like, I was like, how do I get a Chocobo? How do I do this? Because I need to get one. And then I figured it out. You have to, like, feed them the greens and then not. Attack them. But I ended up getting them, and then you gotta take it across the marsh with this big snake thing.
Yep.
And I tried to fight the snake thing
fight the snake.
I definitely died.
Run away from that snake.
Yep, definitely
for
died.
Sure.
So yeah, I played a little bit of Final Fantasy VII, not much. I'm trying to get back into it. And I was like, maybe I just have to start over because I don't remember what's happening or anything. But then I was like, no, if I start over, I'll never fucking finish it. So I'll maybe go back to it. But I also, there's a game on sale this week that I've been eyeing up, and I bought it, and I've been playing it and loving it. And that game is Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney Trilogy.
Wow.
And I was a little skeptical. I was like, am I really going to like
know
this game?
Phoenix Wright on the Switch.
Yeah, it's they remastered the whole trilogy or whatever. And it's because I think they were on Game Boy Advance or 3DS or something
DS,
or I DS, think. Yeah. But man, is it fun. I like I'm the world's greatest lawyer, Jake. I'll tell you that much. I've definitely
like, what
done...
are those games?
So okay, so it's like and I knew this going in, otherwise I would have hated it.
I know that.
It's basically all, you're just reading the whole time. And so what you do is like a murder happens. I mean, they've all been murders so far. I've done 3 cases now. And each one takes a good hour or two to get through. I don't know how many, and this is just, so it's the Ace Attorney trilogy. So there's 3 games and I'm just on the first game and I've gone through 3 cases. I don't know how many are in one game or whatever, so what you do is like you a murder happens and then they hire Phoenix Wright as their attorney, and then you have to go to the scene of the crime, and it's like point and click a little bit, and you have to like click on things and be like, oh, this is the phone, and it looks like there's some screws loose on this phone. I should note that, you know, and like it just tells you all this stuff, and you like collect evidence, and then you go to court, and then the witnesses testify, and then you as the defense attorney have to cross examine them, and you have to like pick apart their testimony and figure out where they're lying, and it's actually really fun. It's like, you know, somebody will be like. Like, oh, yeah, I went and I saw her walk into the building at 1 p.m. and blah, blah, blah. And then they keep going. And then that little sentence, you're like, at 1 p.m., wait a minute. Let me look at the autopsy report. Well, she didn't die until 1:30. So how did you see her? I don't know. It's like, it's this whole thing. It's very fun. I've been having a blast with it. And I was a little skeptical because it is just all reading.
Right.
Like sometimes like in RPGs that makes me mad, like only because like I want to be playing, but I knew what I was getting into with this. So I think I've overlooked that. And I don't know. I'm having a real good time with Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney. People always talk about wanting Phoenix Wright in Smash. And so that's like why that's how I even learned about the game. Gotcha. It's just reading about that. And, but I don't know. It was on sale for $15 for all three games, and I was like, okay, you know what? I'm just gonna do it, and it's very fun. I don't
Interesting.
Know. Yeah.
I guess I didn't realize that came out on the Switch.
Yep.
I've always been intrigued.
Right now it's $15. I don't know if it will be by the time this episode comes out, but but as we're talking about it, it's on sale. So I don't know. I'm really enjoying it, and I actually can't wait to go through all of them. Like each case is just it's very fun. I don't know.
Nice. Maybe I'll look into that game.
Yeah. I think you might like it. I don't know. It's really, I also like it a lot because, like you click, you advance all the dialogue, right?
Right.
So you can just, somebody will say something and then, oh, actually I'd like to go get a drink of water or whatever you need to do. And so I just put the controller down or, you know, like, I'm just
going
to put it down.
Going without you.
Send some text messages or whatever. Yeah. Like it's so relaxing. You can do it at your pace. I lost one.
You lost the case. I did. Worst lawyer ever.
Well, yeah, I'm not actually the world's greatest lawyer. That was
good.
That
lawyers
was
don't lose cases.
Well, I
Gordon Bombay never lost a case.
That's true. Gordon Bombay, the world's greatest lawyer.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that is
so
correct.
I judge all my lawyers. How do they compare to Gordon
to
Bombay?
Gordon Bombay. Yeah, I don't know. It's really fun, though, and I just like that I can just play it at my own pace, and then, like, when you save, like, you could be in the middle of a conversation and click options, save, and then when you close the game and open it back up, it's right at that same bit of dialogue. Like, it's not, I don't know. It's very cool. I did learn, when I lost the case, I learned that I should save more often, because when you lose a case, then it just goes back to your last save. And like, I was like kind of far back in the case before the next autosave or whatever. So far back in the proceedings, the court proceedings or whatever. So I had to do a bunch of it again, which was a bit of a bummer, but I went back and I won that case. So, pretty much the world's greatest lawyer right here.
All right. Fair enough.
Yep.
I think you picked the wrong career, man.
I think I did. Maybe I should go back to law school. I don't know. We'll see. Or go
terrible.
To law school, not go back.
Go
to
back.
Law.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just go to law school.
That sounds terrible.
That does sound terrible. I do not want to be a lawyer at all, but I want to play one.
You
want to
be a virtual lawyer.
I want to be a virtual lawyer.
I'm not a lawyer. I just play one in a video
game. Yeah, that's right. So yeah, Phoenix Wright, Ace Attorney, very fun. But this week, Drake, we're going to be playing Pokemon Snap on the N64. What do you think? Should we get to our three questions?
Let's do it.
All right. So for those that don't know, what we do is Drake does a little research on the game, and he'll tell us about the game in a few minutes here. But I do a little digging of my own, and I've tried to come up with three questions I don't think he stumbled across in his research. So I'm about to try and stump the researcher. Are you ready, Drake?
We'll see.
All right, here
Only
we go.
One way to find out.
Pokemon Snap, N64, question number one. Was this always a Pokemon game?
No.
Correct.
It was Jack and the
question
Beanstalk.
Number two. Whoa. Oh, I didn't even know that.
Oh, yeah. They even kind of hints at it at the opening thing. It says, like, Jack and Bean. They left that in.
Oh.
Because apparently it was originally called... Their original thoughts was, it was Jack and the Beanstalk, but it was still like you I think maybe you went up the vine or something and you took pictures of things, but it was still on rails and everything. But they didn't think.
Yeah. So what I read
people
is
would necessarily enjoy that.
Well, yeah. What I read is that the game just started off. I guess I didn't know it was Jack and the Beanstalk, but apparently, as just a game where you're on rails taking pictures.
Right.
But the developers were having trouble figuring out the motivation for playing the game. Like, why are you actually taking these pictures?
Yeah.
And so that's when they decided to add Pokemon, because you have to take pictures of Pokemon
right
now. Yeah.
Yeah. What I read is it was originally called Jack. It was revealed and officially announced as Jack and the Beanstalk.
Oh, interesting.
And then
became Pokemon.
There was nothing. Nobody ever saw anything from Jack and the Beanstalk.
But Jack and the Bean, I saw it on the thing.
It says
voting screen or whatever.
When it first boots up or goes to the title screen or something, it says like HAL Laboratories and then Jack and Bean.
But
even
I thought that was a
not,
company.
No, it's not
or
a company or anything.
Oh, interesting. All right, cool. Very cool. Well, one for one so far, Drake. Nicely done. Okay, question number two. How many Pokemon are in this game?
There should be 64, but there is, in fact, 63.
That is correct.
Why would you not?
It's
for
on
Nintendo 64. Just put 64 goddamn Pokemon
so,
in it.
So, there is a screenshot featuring Ekans, the snake Pokemon.
Which is snake backwards, in case you are
right.
Not aware.
Yep. wow. I don't
and
know
Arbok
if I...
is cobra backwards.
Yeah, it is. Holy fuck. I think my whole world just came crumbling down. But yeah, there's a screenshot before the game came out with Ekans in it. So the rumor is that he was supposed to be the 64th Pokemon, but
right
was
here.
Cut for some
HAL,
reason.
Jack
and
Beans.
Interesting. Wow. Weird. We're watching the demo screen here, yeah. Revelers. So, but yeah, so Ekans was cut, and like many people have hunted and hunted to find the elusive 64th Pokemon to no avail.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it would only make sense that there's 64 Pokemon in the
Nintendo
64
game.
Apparently there's only 63.
I mean, really, there should probably just be 151.
Well, there probably should be, but oh well. I mean, if there had to be a lesser number than that, 64 is the number.
Yeah.
So, okay, two for two here, Drake.
All right.
Can you go three for three? Can you go for three for three? Here we go. Question number three. When this game first came out, where could you go to get your pictures of your Pokemon printed off?
Depends on if you were in America or Japan.
That's correct.
In America, you can go to Blockbuster Video. In Japan, you could apparently go to some place called Lawson.
Lawson convenience stores. That is correct, Drake. That is correct. They had these booths set up where I believe you put in your memory card from your N64, and then you could print out your pictures that you took.
I think you save them to a certain like file or something.
Okay, there must be a way to do it.
Yeah.
I
think in the game, you save them to a certain place.
Did you take your game in?
I'm not sure. What I read, I mean, I guess it didn't specify if it was memory cartridge
it just said
cartridge.
Oh, interesting.
On the Wikipedia page.
Okay. I assumed it was a memory card, but I guess I could be wrong.
I'm not really sure.
Cool.
But yeah, you could print out little stickers of pictures you've taken.
Like physical copies of your Pokemon pictures, which is kind of a cool little
that was neat
feature, you know, for the first few months of the game, at least, you know, like I remember this game being kind of a big deal when it came out. I mean, maybe not, but it was Pokemon on the N64.
It was big because it was Pokemon, and Pokemon was huge at the time, and people were like, oh, a Pokemon, a like real like console Pokemon game. And then it was like,
we're just taking pictures
of Pokemon. But I mean, it's well, we'll find out. But anyways, I got three for three there.
You did get three for three.
Booyah.
Would you like to tell the Revelers and I a little bit about Pokemon Snap on the N64?
I sure do. Pokemon Snap was released in 1999, developed by HAL Laboratory.
Do you know, I'm sorry, I'm going to interrupt you for one second. Did this game come out first or Pokemon Stadium?
I believe Stadium came out first.
Stadium came out first. Okay. We did play Stadium, I think that's in your old notebook.
I think so, too. I will double check that fact in a moment, but I'm pretty sure Stadium came out first. Developed by HAL Laboratory, published by Nintendo. The producers on the game are the fantastic Satoru Iwata.
Yeah.
And Shigeru Miyamoto.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
I think he was kind of
a consultant producer
from Nintendo. Like, Shigeru Miyamoto was like head guy at HAL Laboratory, basically, before he eventually became president of Nintendo.
Satoru Iwata.
Whoops, my bad. Yes.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute.
Nope. Shigeru Miyamoto was always, yeah, Nintendo.
Yeah.
Satoru Iwata was, yeah, HAL Laboratory. Like, he was, you know, Kirby and all that.
Yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. Earthbound. Fuck yeah.
And then he eventually became president of Nintendo. Rest in peace.
R.I.P. Iwata. Indeed. What a guy. There's fucking amazing picture. Like, when Iwata died, and it's like this... It's like a sun setting, and it's like Mario, Donkey Kong, and Link or something, and they're just silhouettes, but they've got like their hats over their hearts, and like it's just like so touching. I don't know. I really like it.
The game's composer is Ikuko Momori.
Ikuko Momori. Okay.
Ikuko Momori. No idea what they've worked on.
All right. Well, should we listen to some of Ikuko Momori's jams right now?
We should indeed.
And we're back. It's okay. It's
nothing fantastic, it's nothing... but I mean, listen to one of those songs, Revelers, and tell me you don't feel like you're in a cave.
Yeah, that's right. You know which one it is.
You'll know.
You know what the cave
one
is.
One of them is the cave, like, and when I heard it, I was just like, oh, yeah. If somebody played this for me, I'd be like, whoa, am I in a cave? What's going on right now? Totally cave music.
It really is. You know which one it is, Rebels.
Yeah. But otherwise, yeah, I mean, it's fine music. It's nothing. No, they didn't, you know, put a ton of effort into it.
No, but I mean, it's just background music. You don't need, I don't know, you know.
Taking pictures of Pokemon.
This seems like a game you'd probably, like, if you really put a lot of time into it, I would just, like, be listening to my own music while playing.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, the game is an on-rails game where you're playing as Todd Snap.
Old Todd Snap. Who I have found out was in
the show.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
You're like hired by Professor Oak to go take pictures of Pokemon on Pokemon Island.
Pokemon Island? Why haven't we ever heard of Pokemon Island
it's
before?
It's a place where Pokemon just kind of roam free and... they have had very little interactions with humans, apparently, on this island.
Okay.
So you're going to just try to get them in their natural habitats and take some pictures to assist in Professor Oak's research.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, should we fucking take some pictures?
Let's fucking become photographers, man.
Let's do it.
Post all this shit to Instagram.
Hell
and become
yeah.
So famous.
Oh, man. Wouldn't that be cool? Well, there is a way, but I was like, there's got to be a way to put this on Instagram, and there definitely is, but we're not going to do that. We don't even have an Instagram.
I'm
going to
do it. I'm
going
to start my own Instagram.
Are you?
Called Pokemon Todd Snap.
At Todd Snap. I bet you that's taken already.
Probably. It's probably filled with pictures of Pokemon.
It probably is. I think we should play this game, but first I think we better take a shot.
Oh, I don't see why we would do anything else.
And Revelers, as you may or may not know, we encourage you to drink along with us. However, our only rules are you are of legal drinking age and not driving.
Indubitably.
So if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses. Cilantro. Woo! Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Was there enough whiskey in the first bottle for that?
There was. Shot? There was.
All right.
We got exactly enough, in fact. Like, it filled up two Perfect. Or four shots with what we had left. Okay, let's play some fucking Pokemon Snap. I'm going to get the sound going here. All right. And I bought this off of eBay, but I didn't get duped on this one.
No,
like,
no.
Fucking X-Men last
X-Men.
Week.
X-Men.
Fuck. That was just unfortunate. Didn't work. Okay, here we go. Oh, continue. No, we want to do a new game.
Let's do a new game.
If you save a new game, all previous data will be deleted. Choose new game anyway? Yes.
Well, sticking with just, like, Pokemon with their one save file.
One save file. What should we name our guy?
I don't know. I don't think it... It doesn't matter. None of this matters.
Yeah, it does. Let's
Retro.
Name it. Retro? Great. Retro it is. I'm even going to do it with capital and little letters. Actually, he's going to have a zero for the O.
That's
cool.
Leet.
Yeah, that's Leet. Great. Okay, Retro is his name with a zero. Retro zero. All right.
Oh, the Pokemon Professor.
Oh, my God.
The reason I invited you here is this Pokemon Reports. I'd like for you to take pictures of Pokemon for the Pokemon Reports here on Pokemon Island. Wow, Pokemon can be found everywhere. Blah, 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 blah. He's got this 0-1 vehicle. You ride on it. You're telling him to repeat over and over.
You're right. I'm just pressing A again. The 0-1 vehicle.
You've gone through the same thing. So you
shall I repeat this information.
You were
no,
just mashing
you.
A.
I was.
Yes, please repeat.
And he
please
was
repeat.
The
please
same
repeat.
Thing
we're gonna get stuck
okay,
in a loop.
He'll
man.
Teach you how to take pictures in the first course. I'm counting on you, Retro. Press A
Press
to do
a
it.
To
here we go.
Do
okay,
it.
Beach.
All right.
Let's do this. What a sunny beach.
Right near the beach,
boy. Ah, yes. Cuban beach. It looks great. I should get some awesome shots there. Should I take this course? Let's go.
I don't have any other choice, man.
Let's fucking do this, Todd. I can't believe his name is Todd. I'm sorry if your names are Todd, revelers. Oh, my God. Here we go. What's happening? Press Z to aim. Press A to shoot. Got him. Yeah, bitch.
Oh, man, those are fantastic photos.
I just took some pictures.
Try to take a lot of Pokemon pictures.
Okay, you got it.
Oh.
Oh, man. Oh, Jesus. Oh, okay.
It's inverted?
It's inverted.
Shit.
Okay.
Can you pause it? Can we change that?
Shit,
I don't know.
I think we can. I'm gonna quit.
Okay, let's try it.
We got to change it. It's terrible. I took 7 pictures. What do I do here? I don't know.
To Professor Oak.
Oak's mark. No pictures to show Professor Oak.
No.
Oh, is he mad at me?
Yeah, maybe we need to go all the way back to the
main
menu. We're
going
to reset.
Reset the game. Reset it. We got to go to the options because that inverted shit is fucking bullshit. Like, when you press down, it goes up. Like, fuck that. There we go. The reset button's a little sticky. It's okay.
No, I was pressing it. It just wasn't doing anything.
Okay, so we're back now. Here we go. New game.
No, go to options.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Control stick setup.
Where does it say that? Oh, right here.
It must be reverse.
I guess. Like press that. Up on control stick to lower view. Press down on control stick to raise view. Press up on control stick to raise view. Yeah, that's what we want.
Press
normal.
Up on, yeah, press up. Yeah.
Oh, I see. It was on reverse.
Normal is apparently, yeah.
Normal? It doesn't default to normal? That's super weird.
One of those weird games where it defaults to fucking inverted. I can't do that shit.
Oh, my God. All right. His name now is this.
Avwickbu.
Okay.
Avwickbu.
Hello there. Fucking Professor Oak, you're such
Remember,
a
don't
goof.
Get stuck in a loop.
Gotcha. Let's do it. Okay, here we go. Now right. We're back at the beach.
Let's beach it up, man.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. That was a...
Yeah.
All right.
I know some people can play inverted, but...
Not me.
No.
I feel like I used to want to play inverted all the time, but...
I can't on, like, first-person, like, games like this. I know to some people it makes sense because they think of... If you think of it, like, your character's
Wait,
head...
Wait, it's still inverted!
Wait, seriously?
Yeah! What the fuck?
I don't know what to tell you, man.
I don't either. Ah! Did I not save it or something?
Maybe not.
Well. Oh, you have a certain amount of film, too.
Yeah,
I
have 60 pictures.
Okay.
So
well, yeah. I'm just going to deal with it.
I guess we just deal with inverted. Maybe if we get through this level, we can save and...
Oh, my God.
Try again.
This is the worst.
Saving Snorlax.
Where?
Well, it's gone now.
No, it's not.
Right there. Well, you took a picture of Snorlax's crotch.
Yeah.
Oh, it didn't, I don't think it real registered as Snorlax. Oh. Meow.
Meow. Ah, this inverted is the worst.
Yeah. I just can't do inverted, man.
Should we
try again?
Let's try one more time. Let's just try one more time because this fucking sucks. Like, why the reset button? Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. You push it and it just kind of doesn't do anything.
It's so rarely used.
You gotta mash it.
All right. Maybe I didn't. For
Options.
Some reason, I didn't save it. Control stick setup.
Now hit A to select it.
And return. I'm just going to double check that.
Yeah, make sure.
Yeah, okay.
It says reverse.
And normal, right?
Wait, yeah. Go. Oh,
press up on control stick to raise view.
Oh, wait. Do you want it on normal then?
No, I think I want it on reverse.
Press up on. Wait, what does it say for reverse? Press up on control stick to lower view. But when you go to normal.
Normal, then.
Press up on control stick to raise view.
Press down on control stick to lower view. Yeah, that's
you want
what
it on
want.
Normal.
And that's, yeah.
Oh, are you on normal?
Wait a minute. What's Z button setup? Hold Z button to focus. Press Z button to focus and press Z button again to release. No, I want to hold it. Okay. Right? So we want normal here.
I just can't tell. It's the thing that's white?
Oh.
What's selected or is what's red selected?
Oh. I think what's red is selected. But maybe I'm wrong. Let's
go on normal. Press A.
Yeah, and I want to hold it, and I want it on stereo, right? All right.
I mean, I don't, sound really matters.
It doesn't. Okay, let's just see if this works. I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like it was on normal to begin with, then.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just enter whatever.
All right, here we go. I'm not going to get stuck in the loop.
All right, we'll get to this game.
Eventually,
one of these days, if we can fucking figure out how to not be inverted.
Okay, one more try here. This has got to be
just
it.
Just fucking impossible.
This has got to fucking be it.
All right, we took a big pictures of a bunch of Pidgeys. Okay, try
no,
it.
No, it's not. It's not right. It is not right.
Apparently, there's no way to not play this game inverted.
Yeah, what the fuck is that about?
I have no idea. Just wasting all that.
I'm wasting all that pictures. Film. I wanted that fucking Doug Trio or whatever it is.
Doe Duo.
Not Doug Trio. I love Doug Trio. Doug Trio got me all the way through fucking Pokemon Go. Let's go.
Pokemon Let's Go.
Yeah,
yeah man,
Doug Trio
was
one of my main...
Wait, did you get Pokemon on Switch?
Yeah, I got it. I played it.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, I got it. I don't know.
Just didn't play it much.
I mean, I played it. I got through 6 out of 8 gyms.
Okay.
And then I kind of stopped. Because I like Smash Brothers way better. I am not a Pokemon person. Like, I wanted to like it, but... And, like, I look at some of my Switch friends, and, like, they've got, like, fucking hundreds of hours on Pokemon. It's just like, oh, my God. Meowth. I'm going to get you. Yes.
Get pictures of, yeah, multiple Pokemon.
You want
in one picture, I think, gives you more points or something.
Oh, really? Oh.
It's not always possible to do, but...
Why does it... Like, I want to take it when it turns red. Like, the target turns red.
Oh, I don't know.
When you're right over a Pokemon, and I feel like that's...
Having them, like, perfectly centered, probably.
Oh, okay. Which probably counts for something.
Probably.
Is there any fish Pokemon down here? No.
A Magikarp or something?
Oh,
just flopping around?
Oh, here we go. Oh, my God. What was that?
Doduo.
Got a fucking bunch of good shots.
Got that Meowth.
And a fucking Pidgey in the background. What is this? Oh, my God. It's Jiggly. I don't think that's Jiggly, but that's an
Eevee.
Eevee. What is that?
I don't know. Ditto?
Maybe it is Ditto. I don't know. Did it?
It's question mark.
It is question mark. I don't know. It
shows up as a question mark.
I've only got 24 photos left, so.
I don't know how long the levels are. You're literally just, you're in a vehicle roaming these tracks, and it just drives you around. It's a bunch of Pokemon. Why are these tracks on this island that's supposed to be like, you caught him. You made it to the end, I think.
Did I make it to the end?
Yeah, here's the
oh,
gate
and I still
at the
got
end.
22 pictures.
Oh, you could have taken way more pictures.
Oh, man. Okay, well, we made it through, so you're going to have to get used to the inverted bullshit, but...
Yeah.
Why doesn't it save? That's so weird.
Yeah, I don't really
How many
understand.
Pictures did I take? I took 38 pictures.
38 pictures. I'll choose which pictures to show Professor Oak.
Yeah, choose 5 pictures of Pidgey have been taken.
11 pictures of Doduo.
I got a little crazy with the Doduo.
I can't tell which ones are good ones, man.
I mean, what if you click on one? You can look at
picture.
It. That one's good.
No.
Yeah. That one, he's right in the center.
That one's a good one.
All right.
He's right in the center, and he's flying, and then you can see his face and everything. We go that one.
Doduo. I don't know. Just pick some pictures. Who cares?
Is one's that Butterfree?
Butterfree. That's going to be a good one.
That
right
looks like a good
center.
One to me.
What do we go?
Doduo.
No, he's way in the
terrible.
Back there. Go up a little bit. There, that's a good
we'll
one.
Go
Doduo.
That one.
I don't
that's
know.
Fine.
Is that all of them? What about Meowth? There we go.
Yeah. 7 pictures of Meowth.
Oh, yeah, there
chasing
it is.
Chasing a Pidgey.
Yeah.
That's a money shot right
that's
there.
That's the money shot. That one's going to fucking bring us to the big time, Drake. I don't know what that means, but like if we were like,
oh, yeah, you got
oh I got
Eevee?
Eevee. I got a couple Eevees, but I only got Eevee's backside.
You did.
He was running around a rock.
We'll go with that
that's
one.
That's a good one. What about this other guy?
I don't know. It won't tell me anything about that.
Because we don't know him yet, but like I took a picture of him.
Yeah.
So why can't we identify him? Because we
all
didn't catch him?
Let's show the marked pictures to Professor Oak.
Show the pictures to Oak.
Yes. Let's see what happens.
Professor Oak's check. Beach course.
Let
here we go.
See. This is Pidgey. Yes, it
how's
is.
The size? 340 points. Mm. Oh,
it's so-so.
Okay.
How's the pose? 750.
Oh, damn.
It's so-so.
Oh, so-so.
How's the technique?
Okay.
Okay. Pokemon's right in the middle of the frame.
I can double the score.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow. There are other Pidgey in the picture. I'll give you an extra 10 points.
An extra 10 points out of 2,000.
Your work is impeccable. Keep up the good work. All right. Doduo.
How's the size? 260.
It's so-so. Pose. Only 10
oh,
points. That's not very good, Earl.
Oh, my
you
bad.
Shitty on your Doduo
picture. My bad.
This is Butterfree. How's the size?
Pose.
1,000
points.
Very
nice. Very
nice.
Oh,
Pokemon's
yeah.
right in the middle of the frame. Double the score. Your work is impeccable. Keep up the good work.
Meowth.
Meowth.
Here we go.
How'd you
500
go
points.
Oh.
What?
Pose. Only 200.
Only 200.
Technique.
Oh,
okay.
The Pokemon
is
right in
the
middle
of
the frame.
Double
the score.
Score.
Yes. Eevee. Oh, my God.
Pose.
50
only 50
point
points.
Ooh. All right. Well, there it is. We did it.
You'll find out what the next course is if you take
one more Pokemon picture. I had to take one more. So are you saying we got to do that course again?
I don't know. I saw the pictures taken. I saved those pictures in the Pokemon report.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. Okay. Go to course, I guess. I don't know. Are you going to save?
Yeah.
Yeah, save it.
Now we got to go to Blockbuster and get these pictures
printed. Yeah, we do. We got to get in the old Wayback Machine if we want to go to Blockbuster.
All right. Like,
are you going to reset it again? Oh, we saved now. Nice. Okay. Assuming the battery works on this.
Some...
Well, it does. There was a save when we started, so.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Good luck. so this
control
is what...
Control stick setup.
Seems to be on, but it doesn't do it.
Okay, normal.
I think
press
white
up on
is,
the control stick to raise view.
And I think the white is what you want. Like the white is the one selected. Which doesn't make sense. Why would the sound
press
start
on
mono?
Press up on the control stick to raise view. Press up on the control stick to lower view.
We tried them both and they didn't work, so
I don't know.
Just fucking go. Continue.
Let's
Here
see what
go.
Happens. All right.
All right.
Hello, Professor Oak. I don't fucking care about your bullshit.
Go to course.
Go
Here
to
we
course.
Go.
Going to the beach. Let's go.
Right near the beach, boy.
All right. Let's see what happens.
All right. Here we go. Here we go.
Oh, now it's right.
It is?
Yeah.
What? What did you... What? I'm so upset at fucking Pokemon Snap now.
You didn't get a good picture of this Pikachu. Is what
I
you
guess.
Missed.
Oh, man, that's the money shot of Pikachu. So you want to, like, wait till they're big. Like, apparently you want them really in the fucking frame. Oh, Butterfree. Yeah, fucking get them.
More Butterfree.
Get them. Oh, I missed the Pikachu and the Snorlax. How do you get the face of the Snorlax? Get ready for him.
I don't know.
Like, why can't
question
you
mark.
Identify him? I don't. Oh, yeah, get that meowth. Yeah. And then he punched him in the meowth. Right in the meowth.
Right in the meowth. All right, I got a good picture of meowth there, I think.
That was great. That was a great fucking picture of meowth.
And I got Pikachu, which you missed, so.
I did.
Like, that's the one more Pokemon we needed.
Oh, it is. Is there a way to speed up this fucking slow-ass cart?
Probably
Jesus.
Not.
The 0-1 vehicle that old Professor Oak has made here is slower than fucking molasses.
True. Travels at about 0 miles an hour.
It really does. Jesus. Pokemon Snap, what a fucking weird game.
I know.
Like, why are we taking pictures of Pokemon? Why are we doing this? Professor Oak wants us to do this.
He wants us to do
He always
man.
Wants us to do this bullshit.
I know.
Yeah, fucking get that Doduo.
He fucking hired... Professor Oak's always hiring kids to do his fucking, like, work for him.
He really is. Get it together, Oak. Jesus Christ.
Right? Quit forcing...
Oh man!
Who's that guy?
Kangaskhan or whatever.
Yeah.
Turn around, man.
Am
I right? Kangaskhan? Yeah. Turn around. Yeah. Oh, man. I missed him the first time.
Yeah.
Yes. You really got some good shots of that. Of his backside for sure. Get him. Yes. Oh, the pose was going to be great. He was falling over. Oh, you did it.
We're there.
And you took more pictures than I did, so that's good.
How many did I have left?
30.
Oh, no.
Wait. That means I took more pictures than you. Because I only had 22 left.
The question is, who took more quality pictures?
We only need one more quality picture to move
on.
So.
All right.
Now that we've played the beach like 5 times already.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Seems good.
Professor Oak. Oh, show him that Pikachu picture.
Look at that Pikachu.
He's going to fucking love it. That Pikachu picture.
Love that, man.
That is the money shot if I ever saw one. Oh, that Doduo? Fucking great. What is this? Butterfree?
Get on. I think I have a better one somewhere, maybe.
What about that Meowth? Wait, I think there's a better one down.
A better Butterfree?
A better Meowth.
Oh, yeah. But hang on.
Here's a decent Butterfree,
I think, maybe.
Yeah,
there's a this. I want this
one. Oh, that Meowth is perfect. Dang.
Good Meowth photo.
That's
man.
The best Meowth photo I've ever seen.
Kangaskhan.
Yes. I think it's that first one.
This one?
Well, he's big.
This one?
No, this one. That one. Right there. That's the one.
I couldn't get him to turn around. I think. Eventually,
is there like lures?
I think eventually
like,
there's like lures and stuff you can use.
Okay. Yeah, to like get them to look
at
you.
All right.
Say cheese, Pokemon.
Showing these ones to Professor Oak.
Yes, Professor Oak's check. Here we go. All right.
Size 450.
Oh, yeah.
Pose 750.
Oh, we're man.
Middle donut score.
You're fucking crushing it right now.
That one's
good. Here we go. Pikachu. 490. What? How is 490 so-so?
But 1,000 points on the pose.
Dang, son.
And he's right in the middle. Double that shit.
Oh, my God. Doduo. Boom. Ooh. Low score. Oh, just kidding.
That's pretty good. Butterfree. This one I'm not sure about.
I got the mad hiccups right now. 460.
Pose.
800.
Oh, 800.
Very nice.
Technique. Okay. The Pokemon's right in the middle of the frame. Double the
score.
Dang,
Drake. You're a much better photographer.
Crushing it, man.
Which picture are you going to save to your report? Oh, because I already submitted a... You wanted this time. Yeah. Oh, and Meowth.
Let me see. This
here we go.
Meowth's picture
is in the Pokemon report already.
How's the size?
520.
Okay, so it tells
me. Pose 1,000. Technique? Right in the middle, double it. You know what I want you to do? I want you to take that amount of points.
Picture is much better than
the
last
one.
And
I want you to double it.
Okay, so I think it asked me that last time because they must have been pretty much the same.
Ah, I see.
Otherwise, if the score is higher, it automatically is.
It automatically takes
you
it.
You were close,
see.
But you see, it disappoints Pokemon to be photographed from behind.
Well, fuck you.
It wouldn't turn around.
All right. Let's return to the lab. Can we move on to the next level, Professor Oak? Please fucking tell us yes.
Welcome back.
All right, we're doing a fine job. Go to.
Yep.
Oh,
go
here we go.
Course.
Tunnel. Well, do you want to do the tunnel? I mean, I did the beach like 100 times. You do the tunnel. There used to be a power plant in this long, dark tunnel. I can't wait to see it. Should I take this course? Let's fucking go. It doesn't say fucking, but.
It should.
It should. Because let's fucking go. Let's take these fucking pictures. Here we go. Pikachu, get him. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You missed him.
I missed him.
Oh, Voltorb. Is that a Voltorb? Is that what it's called? Or Electrode? Electrode. Is Voltorb his... Oh, my God. There's Pokemon all over the... You got him exploding, Drake! Oh, you're the best
around,
photographer. What is that guy?
Electabuzz.
Electabuzz. He's running away. Oh, look at that thing. He came down from the ceiling. It was like a Metapod.
Like a Metapod.
Or something.
I miss him.
Oh, there he is. Get him. Get him.
There's so much going on there.
Just get him. Get him. Get all these guys. Yes, that was a great shot of the Voltorb. No.
Electrode.
Electrode. Is Voltorb its evolved form, right?
Or yes.
Something? I don't know. Oh, yeah. Get them all. Get them all. What is this? Pikachu. There's another Pikachu. Get him. There's an egg.
It's Moltres or a Zapdos.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
You have to get him to hatch.
How
somehow.
Do you do that?
I'm not sure.
Maybe rub it a little bit. Sit on it for a while, make it warm. What is that thing?
I don't fucking know, man.
It's like a
Ghastly or
I don't know. Oh my God, it's terrifying. Here we go, we're in the door. Zubat coming right at you, hot and heavy,
coming in hot.
Holy shit. All right, here we go. Whatever that thing is, you gotta get it. Have you taken a picture of this crazy orb?
I did, but it just says question mark.
Well, how do you identify the Pokemon? Oh, look at the, you got, did you get the Mr. Mole or?
Diglett?
Diglett?
I did.
Obviously, I'm really up on my, these are the, like the ones I should know too.
Yeah.
They're like the original 150.
These are the good ones,
yeah.
Man.
The good ones. They are the good ones. Oh, there's your Electabuzz. You can get him. He's going to turn, I know he's going to look at you. He's
fucking turn around,
just
bitch.
Take some photos of him. Fuck him. Can you like. Have we tried pressing other buttons? Like, what happens if you
I'm
press the C
I'm trying
button?
Right now. The C buttons do this.
The camera?
It just, like, rotates you real quick.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. Oh, there's a Magnemite. Yeah, get him. Oh, the end is nigh. Get him. Get him. Oh, God, that pose is sick. Although it doesn't... What does the... I'm frustrated because I don't know how to, like, identify these Pokemon.
I know.
Like, I don't think they're counting because of that.
They're not.
Well, why?
I don't know.
Like, maybe,
like,
can we show those pictures to fucking...
And I think the thing is I need to get them...
When they're not doing this
all
little
together,
weird...
and then they'll, like, evolve or something.
Well,
I read
that
something
too.
About, yeah,
something
getting
about
three
Magnemites makes a Magnetorb, or what is...
Well, I can't remember now what Magnetite evolves into.
Magnemite evolves into... Magnemore. That's wrong.
I don't know.
All right. Well, show Professor Oak these pictures because I feel like they were fucking star-studded pictures. Some of these. Oh, that's
like that
a good
one. Exploding,
that's
man.
Fucking good. Although we don't have his face in there, but that's
nope.
Fine. There's a better picture of Pikachu,
yeah,
and
is.
A better picture of Electabuzz.
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of good,
that's
though.
That's pretty sweet.
Pose is fucking sweet AF.
Going with that.
Yeah. You got to go with it. Is that your other
picture? I think
picture
that's
of
my
Pikachu?
Other
right.
Pikachu
well,
picture.
All right, well, that one's fine. He's a little bit little. Oh, yeah, look, it was ghastly.
This is not clear.
Weird. Yeah, see? The
oh, Haunter.
Haunter. It was Haunter.
When did I take a picture of Haunter?
That was that little orb thing.
Oh.
He just, like, looks like an orb.
He only shows up in the
pictures, he only
though?
Shows up in the pictures, I guess. Oh, that one's fucking
probably the
money.
Best one.
Yes, look at this fucking... Diglett.
It's a good Diglett picture, man.
I don't know why I keep wanting to call him Molamite.
I don't know either.
I don't know. Is there even a fucking Pokemon called Molamite?
Yeah, apparently that's like all I've got. All
right. Well, let's see what Professor
Not
Oak
much.
Does. Seems like it's fine to me. I don't know. What all are right. We looking at time-wise here? Okay, well.
We're getting there, man.
We are getting there pretty quick here.
Oh, how's the size? 700. Pose. Oh, it's exploded. 1,200 points.
Yay!
He was very excited about it exploding when I took a picture.
He was.
That's like the most points
and there's
I've
other
ever electrodes. Gotten,
oh,
man.
Dude. You almost 38-20. That's huge.
I mean, no
that's
one's
like
ever
literally the best score
than
you
that.
Could possibly get.
Let me see. This is Electabuzz. How's the size? Good.
Why?
Pose.
How do you get a good
it's
size?
A blast. 800 points. My Pokemon isn't in the middle of the frame, but he's so close because I wanted to get that Electrode.
Wait, what'd you get
too.
For the pose on this one? Because the pose is sick AF.
Like 800 points.
Oh, okay, yeah. Because
he said it's a blast.
Oh, yeah. Because
he's like exploding too.
Right.
Pikachu, not great. I already have a Pikachu in the Pokemon report. This one's not going to be nearly as good as that one.
Oh.
Not even close.
Not even close. All right. Well, I would like you to take that
score, last shot
and I want
better.
You to double it.
Which picture are you going to save in your report? Obviously, the original one.
Haunter. Oh, man. How's the size? 980. It's
wow,
very
it's huge.
Nice. Yeah. So you got to get really close to him, yeah. Like, if you want the size bonus. Oh, dude.
I got good points there on Haunter.
You did. Here we go. Diglett. 520, so-so. Pose, 1,000 points.
Can't zoom in anymore. Wow.
Very nice. Like, how else can Diglett pose? All he can do is pop out of the ground. All right.
All right, well, I mean, I did pretty good
you
there.
You did pretty good there.
Let's
return
to
the
lab.
See what he says. All right.
Here's a present for you. It'll come in handy for taking Pokemon pictures. Would you like to be closer with Pokemon? Then use this apple-shaped
Pokemon
food. It's easy to use. When you're not focusing your camera, press A to throw it. Pokemon in the distance will happily come closer when you use this item. If you want to throw further, simply look up slightly, then throw. Throw some Pokemon food to an Electrode.
I didn't
read that.
Don't repeat it.
I'm not.
All right. Here we go. Are we?
I mean, it's hard to say.
We can't do another one.
We can't even move on to another
one. I think I'm ready to be done with Pokemon Snap. I don't know. I mean, pretty fun, actually, for a hot second there. But are we ready to move on? I mean, I guess it
must be kind of, now that we got the apple, we could go back into this level and probably
get better
pictures.
Like, we could get Snorlax to look at us. And I mean, should we try it? I don't know.
I mean, we understand what's happening and...
Yeah, we get.
And yeah, it's you slowly get lures and other things to get better quality pictures.
Okay.
I think.
Okay.
So, but I don't. Maybe we're not supposed to be able to get past the tunnel without getting this apple, and now we go back.
Right.
And we get more pictures.
But I guess my question is, how do we identify the Pokemons? We must get a Pokedex.
You must have
or something,
to get their
or...
face and stuff. Some of the ones that are question marks,
right,
like Snorlax.
Right.
We throw food to him or something, maybe, or do something, and he wakes up.
Yeah.
And apparently, that Haunter was weird. That
it
looks like nothing.
Glowy orb,
and it doesn't tell you what it is until the end. You take a picture of it, and then it's like, oh, that was a Haunter.
I mean, it was good that you took a picture of it because, like,
right,
you know, it was a Pokemon. So, all right, well, let's. let's move on to final shots for final thoughts. Revelers, if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses. Cilantro. Woo! Okay.
Oh, baby.
Okay, Drake. How many, how many Pidgey feathers out of 5 do you give Pokemon Snap for the N64?
I'm torn.
You're torn.
Like,
want to give it a fucking 0.5?
No.
You want to give it a 5?
No.
You want to give it a 3?
Somewhere in between those two.
Okay.
I'm going to give it a 3.75.
3.75. Okay. I think I'm going to give it a solid 3. Like, it's good, but it's... I remember, we only played it for, 20 minutes here, a half hour or something?
Not too long.
But, like, I remember renting this as a young lad and kind of being bored with it quick.
I don't know. You're literally just, you're on rails and you're taking pictures of Pokemon.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, at the time when this game came out, It still was kind of a novelty to like play a game like this, you know? So,
and it was just cool, like, oh, fucking
Pokemon
on
the N64,
a console.
Yeah, yes!
And it took until last year to finally get
a real mainline Pokemon game on a console. Yep. And not a handheld.
On a home console.
Yeah, on a home console, not a handheld. Yep. I think I'm going to give it a 3. I don't know. It's fine. It's not my favorite game of all time.
I mean, it's fun. I can see it being kind of fun and stuff as you slowly unlock ways to lure the Pokemon and everything. But yeah, at the end of the day, it is just on rails. You have no control other than just, you know,
just taking pictures.
Point the camera, take the picture.
Yep.
And that's all you got.
I mean, and also, like, we played two levels.
Right.
How many Pokemon do you think we saw in those levels? 20?
Not even.
Not even, you don't think? You think 15, maybe?
Yeah.
Like, I think we saw a good amount of Pokemon. I don't know. It seemed like we did, at least.
I mean,
they didn't count everyone that we saw.
Right.
For some reason.
That's true, because there was, like, Snorlax.
And the Magnemites.
And that one other weird one that Eevee was chasing.
Oh, yeah, that was weird. I think that was a Ditto, I think.
Yeah.
It was like a ball, like, rolling around.
I'm not really sure what that one was. But, yeah, I mean, I guess we've seen a decent amount of Pokemon. Yeah, probably 15 or so.
I guess there are...
Because there were some repeats with Pikachu and...
Right, right. But I guess there are some Pokemon that behave differently in this game than they do in the real world.
Oh, yeah.
like Sheldors or something float out of the water, and like
Magnemite evolves if you look at it's like if you get three of them together or something is what I read, but I don't really understand what that means. I feel
Magnetrio. What the fuck is the evolved Magnemite's name? I gotta look it up. Magnetite
and it's Magnemite or something. I don't remember.
I don't know.
But yeah, and it was weird because we had three of them there, and when I. Like, they're perfectly normal, and then when you zoom in and point the camera at them, they start glowing and doing something.
Right.
Like, they're trying to do
Magneton.
So maybe with some sort of lure, they would have all come together.
Together, I see. Okay.
I'm not sure.
Well,
totally talking out of my ass.
Yeah.
But...
kind of a fun game, not maybe my favorite game of all time, but definitely, like, if you played this game, it would pass the time for a while.
Right.
You know? Like,
I mean, like, fucking Professor Oak on this screen, just kind of like...
He's just like, it's like he's got, like, a nervous
twitch.
He's like, come on. He, like, keeps... He's
just, like, bobbing up and down.
Bobbing thing, yeah.
He's being real weird. Kind of creepy with a little, like, kid next to you.
Jerick, do you know what other people thought of this game? Or do you not know what other people thought of this game as he quickly grabs his phone?
I do. just got a
quick
get back to that page. Oh,
all
right,
shit. All
right. Hang on.
Well,
here it is.
Oh, okay. You got it?
It's coming.
Oh, it's coming.
It's coming. Wait. Where is it? There it is. Reception. I don't know what, I didn't have any,
Amazon reviews.
Well,
let us know what Metacritic thinks. I'll maybe look up some Amazon.
Metacritic has it at a 77 out of 100.
That's gotta be good, right? So, like, what is a game like
solid?
What Mario Odyssey has like, what, 95 or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it says, yeah, Pokemon Snap received above average reviews from the media. Scoring 77 out of 100 on Metacritic, was included among a test of video games that are fun, safe, easy to play, and of value for children.
Of value for children. Why? What value would this have?
I don't know.
I mean, a kid could play it, yes.
It's one of the most, or some guy from, I don't know what, author... Amit Deer called it one of the most popular video games of 1999, alongside Gran Turismo and Final Fantasy VIII.
Okay, isn't Final Fantasy VIII the worst Final Fantasy?
I mean, I don't like it. Some people do.
Most people don't, though, right? Like,
I don't know.
Not the good one.
It's hard to say. It's the only one that hasn't been remade so far of the big, like, Final Fantasy VII and IX and, like... 10 and 12 and stuff have all been like remade and re-released on like PS4 and
right,
whatnot,
but one has not.
They just skipped right over 8. Kotaku described it as a cash-in branded title, which slap the Pokemon name on it, and you know, but yeah, so you know, people enjoy it, but it's nothing spectacular. There's a whole lot of, it's just going through everybody's opinions on it, and I don't care too much.
Yeah, and there's no real, there are some bad Amazon reviews. Most of them are the game doesn't work. And
yeah, those are always, it's always like the, one-star reviews. Most of them are always, game doesn't work, game doesn't work, game doesn't work. I got my copy. It looked in fine condition. Doesn't work.
Doesn't work. Doesn't work. Yep. Yep.
Yeah, most people, it seemed, I mean, critics.
I mean, it's a fine game. It's
liked
fun.
It.
It's like
a bit divisive, I guess, but
I don't know. It is what it is. And yeah, you got to know what you're getting into when you're playing.
Right.
Like, it's not a Pokemon.
It's
not
a Pokemon game.
You're not catching
Pokemon.
You're not,
battling. You're not fighting anything.
Yeah.
You're
taking pictures.
Taking
of Pokemon.
Pictures.
Drake, if the Revelers wanted to tweet at you about Pokemon Snap, could they do that?
You sure can. You can find me at Actirak, which is spelled A-K-T-I-R-A-K.
And you can find me on Twitter at Early_Matt, and Early is spelled E-A-R-L-E-Y, slightly different than the traditional spelling. You can find our podcast on Twitter at Retro Revelry. Can they email us, Drake?
You sure can. RetroGamingRevelry@gmail.com.
And please do email us, tweet us, any game suggestions, discussion questions. Oh,
We had a
discussion question for the last 2 weeks that we haven't done, and it's one we came up with, but we keep talking about it and then not doing it, but maybe next week. Maybe next week. but we would love some Reveler-suggested discussion questions. When we make them up, it's not as fun.
Yeah.
So,
mostly because we're dumb.
Yes, we are dumb. We got Yanni McYonerson happening over here.
I got up early today, man.
Oh,
I had to go to a
funeral
and shit
today. Okay. Legit. Too legit to quit, you might say.
Went
Drake.
To bed late last night.
All right. Well.
Well, not too late. It was Valentine's Day.
Oh yeah. You went to bed late last night.
No, we were in bed by like 11:30.
We watched Sleeping Beauty. Sexy time, Sleeping Beauty. A little Netflix and chill, Disney Plus and chill. Nice.
There was somebody I saw. I don't remember who it was. Somebody posted something. It was like Disney Plus and something.
And something.
Instead
right.
of like Netflix and chill. Yeah. I don't remember what it was now.
Well, great. Boy. Oh, give us a rating on your favorite podcast. No, give us a rating on Apple Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts.
I don't think there's any other podcast app that has ratings. I really
Probably
don't.
Not.
I don't know. But if yours does, fucking rate us on it. We
right.
would love it. You want to take us out, Drake?
I sure do. Until next week, game on, poka bitches.
Game on, poka bitches.
Gotta catch 'em, my heart's so true.
Pokemon!
Our courage will pull us through.
Pokemon.
You teach me and I'll teach you.
Pokemon!
Gotta catch 'em, oh. Pokemon!